Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We celebrated the wife's birthday, went out for dinner again.
I was
going to
ask you about that. You know what?
And I can't read the menu. I can't see it. It's bothering me. I can't read the menu in the dark.
Well, okay.
And the kids are laughing at me.
It's funny. It is funny.
Damn it. Happens. But I won't get them.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Dibs and Willers.
And Willers taking them out.
Officially in the house.
Yeah.
Dibs, why won't I just go do it, man?
Hey, Mark, are those readers or are those prescriptions?
Those are readers. They're just readers.
Okay. Readers.
Now, they're not even very strong.
Is there a place that sells like stylish reading glasses?
Oh, I don't know.
Other than Walgreens.
Yeah, like I just rocked CVS.
Rutherford has them.
That's all
and got like the, you know, whatever pair.
Kaiser has them. Style, you can get the Gucci reader frames if you're into that.
Really?
They're expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Like if you want to get the fancy readers. Like if you want to go to Walgreens or Rite Aid, heck, I'm sure Safeway sells them.
I don't want
see you in the aisles.
Yes, you will.
Thank you.
But probably not buying readers because I don't want stylish readers because that would suggest that I'd like to be seen in them. I don't have an ego about it, but I'm not like cruising around in them either. They're very specific, and I've yet to reach the point in my life where I remember or care to bring them with me if I were to go to a dark restaurant.
Wow.
Like, I'm just still going to pull my phone out and put the flashlight on and do that kind of action.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the story I always tell, though, Goo, because I think you've been there for a minute now, you really should just break down and do
but
this.
But I went to Union City Kaiser. Because, shout out Dr. Chong. Yep. I had 20/20. He said you could use. He didn't say it was a mandate. I read all the numbers up there, but in the dark.
And then we went to the
cafeteria Friday. Evan, the bill came. I couldn't even make out the tip thing. There I didn't have too many drinks. I was soda.
Sure, sure.
But I said, dude, why is it blurry?
Because you are not in your 40s anymore.
Good call.
And
still going to direct.
I know. Like, I can sit in a room like this and everything looks complete 2020. But the first, and then this was, my parents loved this moment because every parent loves it when their kid starts to show signs of age. And so I was with my parents.
Well, I got the
and
great
they took me to
you.
Dinner. And it was one of those menus where the restaurant can't decide. So there's 1,000 items. So everything's written in this tiny little, right?
Yeah.
And they watch me struggling. And this is a few years ago. And my mom just goes, here. She pulls her purse out and goes, try that. And I put them on. And I'll never forget what it felt like. The menu started dancing.
Yeah, I've been there.
Dancing.
My buddy gave me his.
The chicken cacciatore was diving into a
pool.
But
then you're in the system.
It was Mark. Flight.
They say you're in the system, dude. Once you do it, it's over.
Yeah, and I'm not going there because the more you use the readers, it's like It's like crack, you know?
The young lady on Scooby-Doo, when she didn't have hers, then she
Velma.
Velma. I don't want to be Velma.
Once you, it's like a crutch for your eyes. Once you start using them, then you can't get off it.
Wow.
It's and I'm at the point now where I'm at full arm's length in order to be able to read.
Oh, okay.
Anywhere
I ain't there
in
yet.
Here,
okay.
I can't. I have that, to go all full
how about driving at night?
I'm
Han Solo still.
Arm's not getting, any longer,
dude.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Because I can drive at night good. They are asking, how's my driving tonight? Yeah. Spectacular.
Driving is fine. Okay. You got to read things that are this big.
It's but my buddy gave driving. Me his Willard, and I said, oh, my God. It was right. like, oh, dope.
Seriously. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I said, but I can't just bring myself to do it. Maybe I'll get the Gucci frames.
You
got to
chew it and all do right, it, dude.
Okay.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You got to chew it and do it.
Yeah.
No trades, huh? Who's shocked?
Well, you mean the big ones.
Yeah.
They made little ones. They made little
trimmers,
ones.
But
yeah, no, they did what I thought that they would have done as far as picks, because 10 rookies aren't making the team.
Okay, there we go.
And even 8 rookies, you might be hard pressed to find all 8 of these guys on the squad come September.
They did what I hoped they would do. I don't know if they did what I what I thought they would do, but they did what I hoped they would do, and that's kick the can down the road and start the process of being ready. You know what popped into my mind, because this is such a trigger phrase now in the Bay Area, but two timelines. That's essentially, because it's very different in football, which is, and I know that Kyle Shanahan, and we're going to kick this around a little bit, talked a lot about the whole idea of now versus then. But in football, I feel like if you're a really good organization, you can walk that line. Mm. And it might mean losing one player per year. You know, we act like it's like, well, everybody's back. No, Eric Armstead plays for a different team. Right? There's going to be a big name or two that probably starts going every year. And if the Niners do a good job, they'll be ready for that. And they will sustain a high level of play. And I love the idea that in the NFL, we are getting back to the idea of drafting people and then not asking them to have so much on their shoulders right away. I was thinking about this the other day. There's one team in the NFL that in the last 2 decades has never really had that rebuild dip. Like where you're just like, oh God, like not every year's great, but like, oh God, you're going to stink for 3 or 4 years.
No. Patriots.
Pittsburgh.
Green Bay.
Well, Pittsburgh hasn't had a losing record under Mike Tomlin. Yeah,
that's
so.
Fair, although that's not quite 2 decades, but I.
Damn near
it's
now.
It's damn near. But Green Bay. Is they draft quarterbacks and then they just put them on the shelf.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's what the Falcons
the
do. And everyone's ripping them for it. And I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. I think it's
especially
better,
with a quarterback who's coming off an Achilles. You don't know if he's going to be 100%. And No, I was just going to say with the Niners, everyone, you drafted a receiver. You actually drafted 2.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the really intriguing thing is the running back you took. And I was listening to Kyle and John this morning. And Kyle's like, I like his running style. It's a lot like Elijah Mitchell.
I heard
Uh-oh.
That.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Elijah.
He didn't say durability, but style.
Right. Elijah can't stay healthy.
But what if I got an oil leak on the car and I tell Steiny I'm going to get tinted windows? Like, shouldn't I get the oil leak fixed first? And that felt like the reason they lost the Super Bowl was the offensive line. But then I heard them, Steiny said it too, we didn't feel like there was an old lineman worthy of the 31st pick.
Right.
And then I'm like, I'm done here. Okay, I buy that.
He said that even before Thursday. He said that before Thursday.
When you talk like that, I'm like, I'm done. Okay?
And they took 2 offensive linemen.
That they did.
I don't know how they're going to pan out. Like, that's my, you know, we joke about this every year. Save your draft grades. I don't want to read
them. I gave him a C+, Mark.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Every time we do a draft analysis, it's always a C+.
Yeah.
Because honestly, nobody knows.
Who had Brock being an A-?
That's my point.
That's
the point. So
I like the pick.
Yeah. I don't know what these guys are going to do, and I don't know which. Like, by the way, there's still free agents sitting out there. I don't know who else they're going to add. I don't know who they're going to trade for. At the deadline, I feel pretty confident the 49ers are going to be a good team this year. And I feel like they came out of that weekend still completely loaded and ready to go. And that's the goal.
The one thing that I feel like now after the weekend's happened, and I think we've seen it with the Niners before, if they think they want to trade a guy or even that's a possibility, it feels like what they ask of, they almost know, is too much. And we were talking about these receivers all week last week.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And if you really just look at it logically, the 49ers were looking for a team to give up a pick for the right to take Ayuk and pay him.
And pay him.
Right.
So
right.
You were not only going to get a great, you were going to get a trade for a player and lose a pick, you're going to have to incur so much more salary. Okay. I totally see why nobody was going to do that with Ayuk. Now let's go to Debo. All week long, and I've been kind of arguing the opposite about his durability. Like, I think he's actually been very durable the last 3 years. 86% of the games he's played in. But there clearly is concern about his durability moving forward. Okay, well, why would you want a guy like Debo if you know the Niners are worried about his durability,
right,
and you're trading for him? What I'm saying is, to make a deal, either one of those deals happen, I think looking back on it now, which is easy, was going to be a long shot.
I think also if you had in the final piece of it being a deep wide receiver draft.
Exactly.
Had it not been a deep wide receiver draft, maybe more teams would have been covetous.
But don't forget, what the 49ers were offering were two proven,
no doubt,
phenomenal players. So you can't like sweep that under, because as much as we go deep wide receiver draft, I'll always remind people that 3 years ago it was a deep quarterback draft.
And actually, no doubt.
It wasn't. So but, I don't know if Roma Dunze is going to be a star. I know everyone wants to tell me he will be.
Right.
We'll see. Like, I know, I watch these guys in college. They look amazing. I know they can play, but it's not about whether they can play. Do they have the head for this? Do they have the desire for this? Can they handle the money? Like, all that's what makes a pro.
No doubt.
It's not like raw athletic ability that you all watched at college on Saturday.
Those are the senior prom pictures, all the videos. You're going to look the best you've ever looked.
There is another side, though, and I get it. The one side is you've got Ayuk, who's proven. Why would you trade him? Ask Pearsall to be the starter. But there is another component of, well, could you get a guy who's really good as a rookie? Of course he's not going to be where Ayuk is 4 years from now, but he's going to cost less than half as much. And maybe in a year or two, if you don't have the time constraint or you're not on the timetable of the Niners, it's better. It's almost less risky for us to know Ayuk, just draft a guy and see if he can turn into Ayuk.
Yeah, but you use the word maybe twice in that statement, and I don't think the 49ers are in a maybe mood.
No, but I'm talking about the team that they're trading with,
right,
might be in a maybe mood, maybe situation as opposed to... Yeah, I mean, who are the teams that were probably going to trade for Ayuk? I bet you that were pretty good already.
We heard the
Steelers.
We heard the Patriots
Buffalo,
were interested in Debo.
Bills little bit.
Buffalo,
they don't even have a receiver.
I don't even know if Buffalo was. We acted like they were because they've given all their receivers away. But we also heard that Buffalo is in no financial shape to take on a Brandon or a Debo.
Yeah.
So I there's probably always at least two teams laying in the weeds also that have made those calls, but... You know, what you said is interesting. I want my team to act that way. Basically, what you just said is the 49ers go into these conversations with leverage. In other words, we're going to do the deal that we want, or we're going to do no deal
exactly
at all. It's the exact same way people talk about anyone with the last name of Bosa. You remember all the contractual conversations? You go, well, but you're dealing with a Bosa.
Yeah.
Which means, and he did, he's going to squeeze you. Yeah. They're going to be comfortable. The family's got plenty of money.
But I can take that.
You're going to give
his caliber.
Right. But he said, they said, Joey did too, you're going to give us our number or there's no number. And the 49ers probably, I think the 49ers deal the same way when it comes to this kind of a conversation. And I like that. They've got other options.
Let me throw this at you real quick after I say you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM. At HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today. Let me, and maybe I'm putting you guys on the spot, and I really don't mean to do that.
Man.
But how many, do we know of situations in the past and how often it happens where teams would say to a guy like Ayuk, you got to come in?
It
happens a lot.
It happens a lot.
Okay. Well, and then the player usually gets in.
Depends on how much the player wants to give up money. And the thing about the Niners and these situations is they've made it clear in the past that they aren't going to fine the player until they contractually have to. So voluntary stuff, OTAs, even into camp, like Bosa missed a bunch of practices, but the team made it clear, we're not going to hit him, we're not going to ding him for that. It's the tack that they've taken. Now, if things go south with Ayuk, they might take a different approach, but all they've ever told us is they draft a player, they like the player, they're going to sign and keep the player. Other than DeForest Buckner, they've done that every single time.
Usually the player, especially if he is coming off of, if it is a fifth-year option situation, the player's going to buckle. Like, there's nothing in it for the player to, A, lose $14 million, and then, B, if you really play hardball, you lose a year of service time, you're right back in the exact same boat again the following year.
Does it 99% of the time portend that the guy's gone the year after? You know what I mean? I know I'm asking.
Probably lower than 99, but yes, I think so.
Usually,
And there was a situation with the Chargers receiver, you'll remember. Was it Vincent Jackson? Yep. Thank you. He eventually came in because you have to play six games to not lose that year of service time. So he sat out until he was able to play the six, and he got his service time, rest in peace. And then, you know, he ended up not staying with the Chargers. But for Ayuk to go that route, so if Ayuk did that, he sits out 11 games, he only gets six game checks, and that ends up costing him, you know, probably $10 million.
$9-10 million.
All for what? Yeah. So you can, you know, force your hand or force their hand.
And it ruins the season.
It ruins his free agent rep.
And they've still got the franchise tag that they can use as leverage on top of that. So I would very much hope that that went into their thinking as they went out and made these phone calls. Only they know if they actually can stomach a deal.
Right.
And I'll point out that, like, you know, we saw that Amon-Ra St. Brown deal.
Yeah.
We saw the A.J. Brown deal. We know that Justin Jefferson, Minnesota, has expressed full. They sound like Bosa, you know, the Bosa situation.
Bringing the house down.
They got this. We're going to pay him. These deals are big, but they're not as big as they look. They're really not. The guarantees are manageable, I think. And that Amon-Ra one, when I first saw it, you're like, oh no. And then you dive into the behind the scenes stuff on it, and you're like, the Niners and IU can do that.
Yeah. I expect him to be back. I was telling Stani, let me run this by you, Dibs, because I've been doing it to Stani all day. Now, I don't get out of bed to try to start mess, but I'm human. I've been a part of a team. I'm a part of a team now. And I know about competitors, competition, but not at the NFL level. But I know what drives those guys. And by those guys, Ayuk and Debo. So I'm driving in and I'm thinking, okay, so the team spent the first pick on a receiver. Now, the way that we run offense here in San Francisco, I know to my core Debo and Ayuk are like, you know what? If we were in Detroit or another system, maybe L.A. with the Rams, throwing the ball, we could put up more numbers. And they do their due diligence. They don't go to the media saying I could do more. But Willard and Dibs, you can't tell me Debo's looking at this pick of Pearsall, and he could be Tony Jones, and him saying, so you're telling me I'm already technically taking a back seat to the way we run our offense. It's McCaffrey-centric. I get that. But now I got to fight for more scraps if this another receiver comes in. And I was just telling Steinie, that's how I would think. Not right. that it's going to be a problem. And then on top of that, before you go, if I'm Debo and I'm hearing my name floated around being traded, and pretty much I know I'm coming to work and I'm a play because I'm a pro, but I'm going to be the odd man out even if I ball out this year. Willard and Dibs, I was just telling Steinie and the listeners, I would feel some type of way. Not that I would act on it, but I would be pissed off.
Well, the way you act on it is you go out there and you have a monster year, yep. and then you force the Niners' hand. And Debo's making $28 million this year, so Debo's going to get his 28, and if he has a big year, and
maybe you rethink about it.
Well, I don't know if they rethink it, but no matter what happens, if he has a big year, he's going to have options. If he goes into sulk mode or fake injury mode or I just want to get my chicken, I feel disrespected mode, okay, we're still going to buy you out. And now next year, he has fewer options and his bag will be smaller.
Oh, what I tried to tell Goo was this.
You want me to tell it to him?
Debo and Ayuk are like, I just feel some kind of certain way. I wonder how Spencer Burford is feeling today after the Pooney pick and Feliciano.
But those aren't established guys.
Let me see. Malik
like
Mustafa,
Debo and
who played
Ayuk.
Safety for us last year. Wonder if he's feeling a certain kind of way. Oh, Elijah Mitchell's got to be feeling a certain kind of way. They drafted your boy Gazindo. What about
Gazindo?
I really, you know who I'm worried about?
That's Guru called him Gazindo earlier. Okay.
I couldn't see.
You know who I'm really worried about? I'm worried about Pearsall. Because they drafted another receiver
you're
in the
fourth
round.
Exercise of the activity.
Come on,
we're talking about top tier dogs, Willard. That's all. If you were Debo, how would you feel? Any validity to that?
I will answer that in a second. But apparently, we have a special guest who wants to say something. Is that correct?
Well, and not just say something. I mean, not breaking news, but you guys should know this.
Okay.
Bryant McFadden used to play for the Steelers. Works at CBS Sports. Just tweeted, "Ooh, Omar's working." Omar Khan is the Steelers' GM. The Steelers are very close to landing a significant playmaker. So I got in touch with our Pittsburgh station, because that's the breaking news guy that I am.
Yes.
And they said, we're being told it's wide receiver related, and it matches up with everything that they previously wanted to do. Based on the rumors that have been out there, we're thinking one of your guys, Ayuk or Samuel, or Cortland Sutton, From Denver. So it's not dead yet, boys.
Wow, it really is not with that.
I like Sutton the player.
Wow. So it would be
Debo. Who's better, Sutton or Ayuk?
Oh, it's not even close.
I would say Ayuk.
Yeah, it's not even close.
What about Debo or Sutton?
That's closer, Debo. You know.
But, Willard, put yourself in.
Hey, good job, boss.
Yeah. He was great.
Crack staff. We'll follow that. Although I also know, if you notice this about every team now has its own Twitter, right?
Yeah, no
49er
doubt.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Steelers Twitter, nut jobs. All of them. They think something's going to happen every 2 minutes, number one, and they think all their players are incredible. I got in that preseason argument, those Steelers podcast
over
people.
Kenny Pickett.
Versus Brock Purdy.
Right.
And they were like, Purdy's better than Pickett? What a moron. Anyway, just wanted to get that off my chest.
So that's not dead. So apparently...
But it is dead because whatever you get, you can't use it right now. To work for this season.
Picks for
whatever
next year.
Whatever you got, yes.
Well, I mean, that becomes an interesting point of criticism. If it is, let's just say they get a second and a fourth in 2025, well, then certain fans are going to be outraged that you didn't get something that you could use now, but...
To replace the services of whoever were
Well, you drafted two receivers, so you, in fact, you're thinking you used the 31st pick to replace the services, but the idea is you're going to replace the services next year. At least that's what we were all thinking this morning.
Just reminder, Arson Judge is close to the Giants. So
you guys were
if I had a nickel for every single time that somebody was close to doing something... I probably wouldn't be here today.
But it leads to being an interesting notion about, you know, the fact that maybe the whole topic isn't dead.
Or their Steelers are talking to the Broncos.
And correct. They,
right. So, yeah.
But I am thinking about it now, Willard, though. Because it could be the Niners.
Okay.
And the second, I'm sorry, just real quick. The second receiver the Niners took is a guy who is Debo-esque.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to Kyle. Doesn't run the ball as much.
He's a lot smaller.
He's tougher. He's very he's eager for contact. He's a guy who loves the yak. Right. And just listening to Kyle and John today.
You like the pick.
I like the player.
You like the player.
I like the player, and I like the pick.
I tell you what, he's a dog, Dibs. You got a dog, 49ers. I said that 9 times over the weekend. You got a dog.
Terrific hip movement.
There you
footwork,
go, slippery hips.
In and out of routes.
How many players took the phone call from their new GM and didn't say, "You got a dog"? Because I heard it on everyone. Man. It's like the stock answer. You got a dog, sir. You got a dog. I'm ready.
You were with Ephraim yesterday, right?
Indeed.
Because he told a great story about like people calling him and like
he left and went to the movies.
Right. Because people blowing up his phone.
Why?
Like Big Mama called him. Have you been called yet? Ephraim was killing it.
The Browns called him in the third round and said, "We're about to make you Brown." And he's like, "All right." And then like three, you know, it's like 4 picks away. And then he's watching. And then, you know, with the whatever 103rd pick, the NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns select Babaloo whatever. And he's like, "What the hell?" Right. And then the third went by. And then you go to bed because back then it was the first 3 rounds.
Right.
Came back. The fourth round went by. Fifth round went by.
That's gotta be horrible.
Sixth round went by. He's like, "I'm going to the movies." And then he got a phone call. He got a phone call from the Falcons in the seventh round. He's at the movies. And they were like, "You know, are you ready to?" And he was kind of like, "Wow, I don't know. Am I?" Like, what are you telling me right now?
Yeah, no doubt.
It was amazing.
Really funny.
You ready to go? I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you lying to me right now? Like, I'm ready to go inside and stop taking
What do you think
calls?
Of did you hear, ran, oh, go ahead.
Well, did you hear Belichick's story on Randy Moss?
No.
That when he tried to call Moss twice after the Raider trade, that Moss hung up on him because he thought it was a prank call.
Right.
He said, "Hey, Randy, Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots." Phone was hung
Quaking.
Up.
Wow.
He tried again. He's like, "Randy, this is Bill Belichick of the Patriots." He goes, "That's not Bill Belichick." Get hung up again.
No. Oh, it's so great.
And then Belichick called one more time and said, "No, I'm serious. This is really him. We're going to need you. You know, if you're into this, you got to get in here tomorrow by 9:30 to take a physical." And I guess then Randy Moss was like, "All right, I'm coming," but he hung up on Belichick.
That's so
Belichick's
funny.
A star in the making.
Oh, he's doing great.
Great.
Yeah, no doubt.
I
just love
listening to him.
Yeah,
it's really interesting.
What do you think of Kerry Champion, this random?
I saw the tweet.
What?
I saw
Kerry Champion.
Are you as like a newsbreaker?
Yeah. She just tweeted.
I'm sure she
just got a text from my friend. He says, "Tonight is LeBron's last game in purple and gold. Could he be a warrior?"
How she know that the Nuggets are going to win tonight?
Well, there you go.
How about
the script?
That? I've been reading my bet online.
The pick is in.
He's coming to town.
Now that's stupid. He might be playing his last game tonight.
She said
he may also be playing the next of his 10 games tonight if they can come back.
What? They're not coming back.
Yeah, respond to her.
What's the number tonight?
It's going to be in Denver.
No, Jamal Murray.
Right?
Denver.
It's got to be a 7.5. I would guess.
If they win, though.
Well,
they've been leading the whole series. You saw that stat, right?
Yes.
Who cares?
Yes.
But out of like 400 minutes, 300
You would have to be really, really mad at Darvin Ham to turn down a player option for 51.7.
Did you see his reaction the other day?
He was hot.
Remember
and
his
that
son
was
now.
More than just that play.
For sure.
Don't forget about his son.
His son? He stinks.
He might turn down that $51 million option to take a vet min.
Just to play with his son.
Maybe.
Well, that's what I had said
before. I don't know. I doubt it.
Take that mid-level.
I doubt it, but it's 6.5, by the way, number tonight.
Okay.
Anyway, can I answer your question?
Oh, go ahead.
I want to answer your question. If Debo's feelings are hurt, that's a Debo problem all the way across the board. First of all, there is something to what Steiny said. Like, I laughed at the whole Kirk Cousins thing. Why only can a quarterback be mad when we drafted another player at that position? All the other positions get and a Debo. Mm. You think Debo didn't know that the Niners were going to draft a receiver? Maybe not in the first round, but of course they were going to draft a receiver. The room needs work. I thought this was maybe more. This was more about Danny Gray than it was about anything else.
Ronnie Bell.
The Niners needed more receivers. But in general,
would you hate to show up to work knowing the handwriting on the wall looks like this may be your last year?
No, because I don't think they think that way. Twofold: A, they'll just go play somewhere else. Right. But what about this? And here's really the answer, because maybe he is. I think he is annoyed. His answer looked like he was annoyed. I think football players especially, maybe all athletes, but football players especially, they wake up feeling disrespected, even if they're not. We've watched them concoct in their brain. Was it Travis Kelce who, when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, was like, we shocked the world? What?
Right.
No, you didn't. You were favored. We've all thought you keep winning Super Bowls. No one's surprised. Football players, Debo in particular, he goes straight to social media after the game to make fun of the people he just beat. Yeah. Like, he wakes up feeling disrespected. So if he feels disrespected by the Niners, I'd argue he's going to go do the same thing he always does, which is try to grab a football and plow someone into the ground.
Well said, Mark.
We'll be listening.
With that, we're going to leave the show to you all. You'll explain to everybody why. Great show you got coming up. Yeah. Look, we'll just see you tomorrow on 95.7, The Game.
The Game.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.